You are listening to Metro.
Right now we are downstairs and I guess backstage, but kind of underneath the Liacourt Center here on Broad Street for the Popped Music Festival. Tons of bands now indoors, and one of them who actually just killed it on stage, I got a chance to hang around and watch them upstairs, is Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr., Josh, and Daniel here with us today. Thank you so much for making some time, man.
Oh, thanks so much for having us.
Look, somebody turned me on to Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. a couple of months ago. There is a different kind of disconnect. When you first tell people about, you have to check out Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr., there's a certain connotation that comes with the name. If you had to say what that is ahead of time, what do you think people think of when they first hear Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.?
Typically, they think of that we're going to do like some kind of country.
Right.
Country music.
Right.
Or be some sort of like, you know, kind of jokey band, which I think we're kind of neither. Although a little bit of both, I don't know.
Would you agree with that?
We have done country covers, and we like jokes, so maybe it works, I guess.
But speaking of covers, by the way, a killer cover, God Only Knows, Beach Boys tune up there. And the cool thing about the show, and I have to give you credit because, you know, there's a lot of bands, and you guys know, you have done enough of these things now where they just come out and play their songs and everything. The reason it took so long to get you guys out there is we had to get the giant light up Junior Junior things up there. We had to get the black light infused jackets and everything else set up. Why is that an important part of the Dale Earnhardt Junior Junior experience for you?
I think that, you know, standing up there and playing your songs, even if you play them as well as the record, you know, you could just as easily go look at a picture of us and listen to our record. I think that it's really important to engage with people, and the reason that we're performing is to be a part of the room and a part of that city for a moment. And I really think that you have to give energy to get back energy, and, you know, it just wouldn't work for us to go up there and stand around and play our songs.
Is that a basketball net that's in your hand right now?
Yeah, I figure we're in Temple University, and I love the coach that has the towel and bites on it.
Chaney? You're a Chaney fan?
Tarkenton?
Yeah, Chaney.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know about these. About that game, but I was a referee.
Yeah, and then, you know, at the end of the show, I screamed Eddie Jones.
Right.
Because I think he's my favorite Temple player.
Well, that's like the best Temple team, is that Eddie Jones era, when they made that Final Four run. But speaking of sports, you guys from Detroit, and in the end, last song of the set, come out with the Tigers jackets on. World Series is like on the way, man. It's like a month away. Are you legit a big Tigers fan?
We are, and you know, Philadelphia looms large, I think, for us. The Phillies are kind of the team to beat, but you know, I think Verlander stacks up, you know, against your ace. Beckett's your ace, right?
No, Beckett's with the Red Sox. I don't know if you know this, but we have four of them. We have one Mr. Roy Halladay.
That's it.
We have Cliff Lee, Cole Hamels, and Roy Oswalt. So it's going to be tough. But kudos to you for having the balls to go out there and sing a song about any other sports team that's not Philadelphia, because this place can get brutal with that.
Yeah, I heard that the fans here booed Santa Claus one time.
Yes, so, I mean, look, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr., I like you guys a lot. Santa Claus, you know,
I'm just realizing your guys' lineup. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a very real possibility that we are going to be seeing each other in the World Series, because everybody thought.
Plus, you've got what? You've got Roland, and who's your best batter?
Well, you got Chase Utley, you got Jimmy Rollins. I mean, Victorino, we just got Hunter Pence.
You guys are ridiculous. That's just not fair. You guys are like the Yankees all of a sudden. How'd that happen?
If we did meet in the World Series, would you dare play the I Love Detroit song during the Phillies-Detroit World Series in Philadelphia?
We will be. We will be doing it.
I dare you to.
We will be doing it. You guys might beat us, but we'll play that song.
We're too proud to not do that, man.
Good for you. You guys got a car commercial and a half-decent baseball team, so... Go Detroit.
Come on, we got more than that. We got more than that.
Yeah, we got an Ndamukong Suh, bud. He will rip you up.
Yeah, it's like kind of the resurgence. You guys got to be happy right now. It's kind of the resurgence of Detroit sports. Like this past, well, I guess year, because this is the first year that everyone's like all on the Lions bandwagon. Detroit going to the playoffs in baseball. I mean, that's got to be cool. Like, I know that feeling to be out of caring about sports at the end of it, or even sometimes in the very beginning of it, for so long. And then when teams get good and they all get good at the same time, it's something really special.
Not only that, but we've got We've got a bunch of good pickling companies starting in Detroit. We've got McClure's Pickles. Seriously. A lot of good things going on.
Is that true? Pickling is really a big industry in Detroit?
Everything's big in Detroit. I mean, everything has, there's opportunity for everything. You know, there's room for everything. With everything being so cheap, land being cheap, businesses being, like, cheap to rent, and a lot of land, you can do anything there.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. I'm sure it's been asked a million times, but where does the name come from with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.?
Well, we never really knew that we were going to be a band, so we recorded some songs, thought we'd call it something and put it on the internet, and we decided to call it Counting Crows Part 2, and then a friend of mine said, that's the dumbest thing ever, you should call it Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr., and we were like, yeah, that's great, but, you know, since then it's taken on a lot of meaning for us, primarily. I think that this project was an outlet for us to do things that we never would have done and try things we never would have tried. And even, you know, calling the band that is something that we wouldn't have done with other projects. And so to have that as a precedent and have that, like, looming over us is actually a good thing. We never forget why we started this project and, you know, what we're doing it for.
Look, I mean, it makes you really hard to find on Wikipedia, but good for you for everything else that you guys step out of there and actually do it, because it's great stuff. And anybody who's out there that haven't had a chance to really check them out yet, and like I said, there's a certain connotation with the name where people think it's going to be Southern Fried or something completely different. It's heartfelt, it's really good, and there's a killer show that goes along with it. So I will give that endorsement. Before we go, do we do a quick little word association? Is that cool? All right. I will give you the word, and you tell me the first word that pops to your mind. You ready? Popped.
Art.
Philadelphia.
Flyers.
Michael Vick.
Special helmet.
Tour bus.
Veggie chips.
Abracadabra.
Magic.
Cheesesteak.
Heart attack.
Swag.
Yeezy.
Charlie Sheen.
Tiger Blood.
Girls.
Charlie Sheen.
Kesha.
Charlie Sheen.
Starburst.
John Travolta.
Fish sticks.
Tartar sauce.
Tummy sticks.
Penis.
Facebook.
MySpace.
Music.
Friendster.
Nice. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr., thank you so much, guys, for taking a few 10 minutes. Killer set. I hope you get to catch him. Is there more touring stuff planned in the works after this, or?
Don't know. It's all, you know, it all depends on how much you guys want us to come back. That's really what it's all about.
Well, I'll tell you what. We need to figure out some kind of World Series bet, because I think something needs to be on the line here. Since right. Maybe it involves your pickling industry. I'm not really sure yet.
I got to say that I do believe that, I mean, everyone hates the Yankees. Can we agree?
Yes.
Everyone hates the Yankees. I believe that the Tigers can beat the Yankees. I believe that the Tigers can be the representatives of the American League in the World Series. And once we get there, you know, we'll see.
Look, I'm with you. I'm on board. I think that's a classic matchup. I'd much rather win a World Series against the Tigers than I would against the Rays. Like, there will always be something that's kind of weird that we beat the Rays. So let's do it for real. We'll beat the Tigers. We'll see them in the World Series. And hopefully we'll see Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. coming soon to Philadelphia one more time. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are listening to Metro.